Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechta Pesachim, in the middle of Perek Hey, and we're up to Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah starts off regarding the Karban Pesach, Shchato Shelo La'ochlov. If the Karban was sacrificed for those that could not eat. The Batanur explains that it's referring to either a chola, someone who's ill, or a zaken, an elderly person, or a katan, in which case, in all of these three cases, they are unable to eat a kezias, which is the shear of achila, of the carbon. So if somebody shechted a carbon pesach, and it was done for people, individuals, that are not able to eat an achila of the carbon pesach, not able to eat a kezias, or a shalolim nuyav, somebody at the time of sacrificing the carbon had in mind that it would be sacrificed for people that were not originally considered in the counting for a carbon Pesach, the requirement is that you're supposed to be part of a group that is contemplated in advance of the carbon. You can't come and join a group if you were not part of that group initially. So if you made the sacrifice and had in mind to offer it to people that are not part of the group, or to people that are uncircumcised, and the Gemara learns out that even a Jewish person who is uncircumcised permittedly because, for example, his brothers had previously died as a result of circumcision, so therefore he would not be allowed to circumcise himself because of sakana. Nevertheless, he is considered an uncircumcised individual and therefore ineligible to partake of the Karban Pesach. Velatmeim, or somebody who is tame, all these are individuals that would not be qualified for eating of the Karban Pesach, and the Karban Pesach would not be allowed to be sacrificed solely for these individuals. So if that is who the Kohen had in mind to offer the Karban to when he made the sacrifice, then in all of these cases, pasul, it would be pasul. What about, the Mishnah considers, if at the time the Kohen sacrificed the carbon, he had in mind for a group that included some members who may have been uncircumcised and some who were. Some who were Tame and some who were Tar. Some who were counted as part of the Chabur, some who were not. So if it was a combination, the Mishnah says, La'ochlo v'shalo la'ochlo, if at the time the Kohen made the sacrifice, he had in mind that it should be for people that can't eat an achila, a proper achila of a kezias, and shalol achla, for people that cannot, like a zokin, a chola, or a katan. The mnuyav is shalol mnuyav. He had in mind when he did the sacrifice that it should be for people that were originally counted as part of the group, as part of the chabura of a shalol mnuyav, and people that were not originally contemplated as part of the chabura. Lamulim v'lo arelim, or for people that are circumcised and people that are uncircumcised. Latameim v'latahorim, people that are tame, impure, and people that are tahor. In that case, kosher. In that case, it would be kosher. The Gemara explains why is it that in the previous Mishnah, when we talk about doing part of the avodah of a carbon, lishmo and shalo lishmo, we say that it's pasul, even though part of it is lishmo. Part of it was done properly. Nevertheless, the carbon is pasul. Over here, when you're offering it and that you're doing the sacrifice for people that are eligible, people that are ineligible, why do we say it's kosher? So the Gemara explains that in the previous Mishnah, the reason it's possible is because the bad machshava, or the psul, is in the carbon itself. At the time he was sacrificing the carbon, he had in mind that he's going to do it for a different carbon, not a Pesach. So therefore the actual shechita itself is in question, and therefore that negative thought or intent makes the whole carbon pasul. Over here, he is shechting, he's sacrificing the carbon l'shem Pesach. So the guf ha-carbon, there's no problem with the machshava, with the intent for the guf ha-carbon. It's just, incidentally, who would be eating this carbon. So there, we're not as strict, and as long as he is sacrificing it for people that are eligible to eat from it, even if it includes other people that are not, still it's kosher. Then the Mishnah continues, Shchotoi Kodim Chatzos. We know that the Zman of the Chilas Karm, the Zman of the sacrifice of Karm Pesach is after Chatzos. We discussed that the practice in previous Mishnah was to actually wait 2 hours after Chatzos. Nevertheless, if he did it before Chatzos, Pasul is Pasul, Mishum Shenemar, because the Torah says, Bein Horabayim. Bein Horabayim is after Chatzos, towards evening. Shchotoy Lakodim Latamid. Now, we also mentioned in the previous Mishnayos that the Korban Pesach is supposed to be sacrificed last, after the Korban Tamid. What if, instead, he did the order reversed, and he sacrificed the Korban Pesach before the Tamid? Says the Mishnah, Kosher, it's Kosher. Uvuvat. But it's important that the zrika, which is the last part of the four avodas we discussed, after you collect the blood, you spray this or squirt the blood on the mizbeach, the zrika of the Korban Pesach should be last. Even if you sacrificed the Korban Pesach itself before the Korban Tamid, the zrikas hadam, the squirting of the blood of the Korban Pesach, should be the last thing you do. So that's what it's saying here. If you're going to shech the Korban Pesach first, at least have somebody stir the blood of the Korban Pesach in order that you should be able to squirt the blood on the Mizbeach after the squirting of the Dam HaTamid. Actually, Zorik Dam HaTamid. Until after you've squirted the blood of the Tamid, and then you'd be able to do the Zrikas HaDam of the Korban Pesach. And nevertheless, the Mishnah still says that if you reverse that order as well, and you did the Zrikas HaDam of the Korban Pesach before the Zrikas HaDam of the Korban Tamid, Im Nizrak Kosher, it's still kosher. Even though, the Chatchila, that's not the appropriate way to do it. Nevertheless, if you sacrifice the Korban Pesach first, or even if you, in addition to sacrificing it, you also squirt the blood first, it still does not disqualify the Korban, and it is kosher. We are up to Mishnah Dalet. Now, Mishnah Dalet deals with the fact that both Erev Pesach and on Pesach, there are certain korbanos, on Pesach all korbanos, that you should not sacrifice with chametz present. And there are differences in halacha depending on whether it's Erev Pesach or on Pesach, different korbanos we'll see as we go through it. But that's what the Mishnah focuses on. Whether a person is over on having chametz around when he sacrifices certain korbanos. Says the Mishnah, Hashochet es haPesach. If somebody is sacrificing the Korban Pesach, and here we are talking about Erev Pesach, obviously, al haChametz, and there's chametz around, the Bar Tanura says that at the time of the Shechita, he had chametz either in the Rishus of the Shochet, or any one of the members of the Bnei Chabura, of the members of the that are included in the group for the Korban Pesach, even if the chametz is not in the Azara, but in their in any one of those people's property. So over below sase, they are over on a lo sase. The Torah says lo sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You should not sacrifice dam zivchi when there's chametz. However, even though you're over on the lav of not having chametz and not sacrificing this korban with chametz present, nevertheless, the korban, the sacrifice, is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, Av ha-tamid. Even the korban tamid, the same would apply, that you are over on a lo sase if you have chametz present at the time you're sacrificing the korban tamid. This, of course, is Erev Pesach. Bar Tanur tells us that we do not paskin lahalacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says, ha-pesach ba-arbo-asar. The Korban Pesach on the 14th, Lishmo, if he had in mind when he sacrificed the Korban Pesach that it should be Lishmo for the Korban Pesach and not for another Korban, Chayev, then he is Chayev on this lav of having Chametz present. However, Vishalo Lishmo, what if at the time he sacrificed the Korban Pesach he had in mind a negative intent that he was sacrificing it for a Shlamim or some other Korban, which is what we had earlier. So that negative machshava or intent makes the korban pasul, and therefore, since it's not an appropriate korban pesach, so he's not over on the lav of having chametz as he's sacrificing the korban pesach. So the Mishnah says that if it was lishmo, if it was l'shem korban pesach, then he's chayev on having chametz present. But if it's shalom lishmo patur, then he is not chayev, and he's not over on the lav of having chametz present. However, Ushar Kal Azvachim, other korbanos, other sacrifices, Bein Lishman, Ubein Shalol Lishman, Pater. regardless of whether you had in mind for the proper carbon or not for the proper carbon, you would not be over on the lav of having chametz present. And the Gemara learns out that Erev Pesach, you have this differentiation between the Pesach and the other Karbanos, that it's only the Karban Pesach that you can't have chametz with, but the other Karbanos you can and you're not over. However, on Yom Tov itself, we're going to see that the halacha is different. With a moed, on Yom Tov itself, Lishmo, again we're talking about the Karban Pesach now, if he has in mind to do the sacrifice the Karban Pesach for the shame, for the intent of a Karban Pesach, Potter. He is actually Potter. Why? Because it's considered that he's bringing the Karban Pesach shelo bizmano. The zman of the Karban Pesach is Erev Pesach. He should not be sacrificing the Karban Pesach on Pesach. If he brings it on Pesach, then it is a shchita she'ena ruya. It's a shchita that is not appropriate for a Karban Pesach, and therefore he's not chay on the lav of having chametz at the time he sacrificed the Karban Pesach. But shelo lishmo, if he did not have in mind that this carbon Pesach, but that he had in mind that it's for another carbon, then other karbanos on Pesach, you're not allowed to have chametz around. Shelo lishmo chayiv, he would be chayiv. Ushar kol hazvachim, and other sacrifices on Pesach, bein lishman, bein shelo lishman, regardless of whether he had in mind for the shlamim or the chatas, we'll see in a minute, whatever the carbon may be, regardless if he had in mind for that particular carbon for another carbon, regardless, he is chayiv, because you're not allowed to have any chametz around with the sacrifice. This is a separate lav of the lav of bayiro bayimotza. Obviously, you're not allowed to have chametz in your possession on Pesach, irregardless of the laws relating to a carbon. But here, there's a special lav of not sacrificing these karbanas with chametz present. However, the Mishnah says there's an exception, chutz menachatas, except for the karban chatas sheshchoto shelo lishma. If he sacrificed the karban chatas shelo lishma on Yom Tov, there would not be a problem with him being over a lav of having chametz present. Why? Because a chatas that is offered shelo lishma is considered pasul. And since it's considered pasul, the lav of not having chametz with a carbon is only for a carbon that is a kosher carbon. If it's not a kosher carbon, but it's a pasul carbon like this chatos, then he would not be over. And the Bartanur explains that why is the chatos different? Because it says in the pasuk, by the shchita of the chatos, it says chatos he. And we learn out he v'loy hanishchata shelo lishma, that only this, when the intent was specific to a carbon chatos, but if it was not at the time of the sacrifice specific for a carbon chatos, it would not be considered a valid carbon, and therefore if it's not considered a valid carbon, you would not be over on the lav of having chametz present at the time of the sacrifice. With this, we end Mishnah Dalet, and look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Hei.